Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were speculating on the reason for the naming of Capernaum. Let's pick up at that point today.
Foundation for the Bible stands.
God's work is a swift and short in judgment. That's why when we read Proverbs 29:1, you better think seriously on it. He that been often reproved. Now Nineveh had been warned. Israel was warned. As you read the Old Testament over and over, people get warned. And they're often reproved. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy, Proverbs 29:1 says. My friend, you better think about that. You hear the preaching, you hear the witness, and you make fun of it, and you just keep hardening your neck, and it doesn't bother you as much as it used to. You're pretty close to the judgment hand of God coming down upon you. Now, I say that not as a threat. I say that as a call to repent and get right with God. Now, so many walked in light at one time. They got right with God. Then all of a sudden, because of the pressures of this world and the pressures of sin, keeping their eyes on the world and that instead of on God, keeping their eyes on their families, wanting their families to love them, and they wanted to be popular with people, they have turned to walk in darkness, only to end up in the slave market of sin. Whether those men are likable men or not, that are occupying pulpits, working on the job with you, or whatever, when God's moves, it will be swift. And so you better not follow those kind of people, because those people are not going to deliver you. None of those will deliver you at all. Now, after seeing the burden here, which is addressing the eternal result of sin, the sin of Nineveh, we next see here in verse 1, the book of the vision of Nahum the Elkoshite. So we see the book. The book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite. The vision comes from God, but it's for Nahum. Now, I find it interesting that Elkoshite means of Elkosh. Elkosh is another name for Capernaum, which means village of Nahum. Many believe that they named it in that day after Nahum, claiming that he was their most famous citizen from the biblical past. However, there are at least three other places that have that name in the ancient world. So Capernaum may or may not be the place of Nahum. That's not what he's trying to make important here, although you might argue and just say, well, he wouldn't say there that the vision of Nahum the Elkoshite if they didn't want to say that he's of Capernaum. Okay. Just letting us know who this man is, and that is simply it. But a lot of times we try to get something else in there as if that's going to be depth and make us more spiritual than we are. Sometimes when I go to Israel, and I plan to go to Israel again in November 30th through December 8th of 2020. But when I go there, I make sure I let the people know that when we're at the Garden Tomb, it could very well be where Jesus was buried, but we don't know that for sure. When we go to places where Jesus walked here, what piece of ground he did, is it covered with more sand? What, I let them know, we're not here to worship the place. We worship the Savior who was at that place. Why would I worship a tomb that he only stayed there 3 days? He didn't want to stay there from now on. He didn't want to make it a house of worship. So why do we try to bow down and worship a tomb? Isn't it interesting how we get things so out of kilter and we allow our sensual nature to take over the things of the Spirit of God? So I'm just pointing those things out because I want you to see that many times we just get it all so wrong. And we don't want you to. We really don't want you to. Now, again, it's not important where he's from, as it is this message from God. It is not the college one attends, nor their pedigree. Rather, it's, do they have a message from God? Look, I've had people, I've showed them things straight from the Bible, and they say, well, that's not what Professor So-and-so, that's not what Dr. So-and-so says, and I agree with them. Wait a minute. The Bible says one thing, they say another, and you agree with them? That's what liberals do. That's what Satan does. Get away out of that crowd. Now, Nahum had a message from God. Listen to him. The book of Nahum is written then to show us a vision that actually came from God, and it's a message for all eras this side of heaven. It is from God, and Nahum is the one who reports it. Nineveh had a revival under Jonah, but we cannot live in the past. We must continue separated from sin, separated from the world, and separated unto righteousness and God, because Romans 14:12 says, so then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Your parents nor your church cannot get you to heaven. Only Jesus Christ. That's why he said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. That's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 23. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted into heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. Wow. That tells us what the Lord wanted to do for them. That tells us what he could have done for them. And Jesus is there telling them that. And so what he's telling them is the truth. And Jesus did many of his miracles right there in Capernaum. That's why he's making these statements here. If Sodom, now, most saved people hate the sins of Sodom. We hate the sin of homosexuality. It's not natural. It's not right. It's not holy. It's not accepted by God. To God, he calls it abomination. A man with a man, a woman with a woman. God says it's abomination. He says that in the Old Testament. He says that in the New Testament. Look, I get emails saying some bad things to me anytime I mention what I just mentioned. Go ahead and write. Go ahead. It's fine. If that's the way you feel, go ahead. If it makes you feel good to tell me off, enjoy it. Because there'll be no joy for you when you get to heaven, if you're saved. Probably, if you have a problem with that, with me preaching against that sin, and then you also get on to me because I think more of the Bible than I do Calvinism. I think more of the Bible than I do Arminianism. I think more of the Bible than I do our various different churches and colleges. I think more of God than I do of them. So if that makes people upset, so be it. Let them be upset. I'm going to stick with the winner, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Capernaum may have had Nahum as an ancestor, and Jesus lived there for a while, and Most of the miracles that he did took place right there. Some of the greatest miracles were right there in Capernaum. Tremendous. And yet, it will be worse for Capernaum than for Sodom in the judgment. Why? Well, Sodom had no Bible. As bad as the fire destroying the cities of Sodom completely, hell's judgment will be worse for Capernaum. In Luke chapter 12, verses 43 through 48, please listen closely as I read these verses. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth, I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. And if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat, and to drink, and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. You realize it'll be worse for some people in hell than others? There are different degrees of punishment. See, when people go to the white throne judgment in Revelation chapter 19, they're all unsaved. They're going to the lake of fire. But there are degrees of punishment. That's why there's a judgment. And it'll be worse for some than it is for others. But there's a judgment seat of Christ for the saved. And there'll be different degrees of reward. The Bible talks about us counting the loss. God had already laid it up, put faith in you, and you let him down. And you'll be saved so as by fire and ashamed at his appearing. Now, the faithful will hear, well done, good and faithful servant, and they'll have confidence at his appearing. The confidence is not about, oh boy, I'm saved. No, they're looking for that reward. They've been separated from worldliness. They've kept their lives holy. They have not been taken in by the religious marketers and the things of the world. And they'll hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Which is it going to be for you? It is an absolute shame that God's people fail to see that the burden of their sin will far, far, far exceed the pleasures of their sin. They enjoyed the pleasure of sin for a season, but only in that day.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.